I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Harrisonburg's Paul Heitsch, who now makes a lot of his living producing audiobooks, started his eclectic career playing the piano for Second City's touring group.
And I had a chance to work with Steve Carell, Bonnie Hunt, Jane Lynch, Jeremy Piven, Chris Farley, Joel Murray. And so that was a really wonderful experience.
Next, Paul Heitsch supplied music and did production for various big deal video and game companies. Rosetta Stone brought him to Harrisonburg to manage their audio department during a major retooling, then kicked Paul, along with a lot of others, loose once the project was finished. Paul Heitsch then hustled work freelancing and went back to school at JMU, where he also provides music for performing arts programs and teaches multi-track recording and engineering.
In the meantime, I was looking for full-time work and came across an opening for a production coordinator with some place called ACX that I'd never heard of before. It stands for Audiobook Creation Exchange.
Oh.
It's like a match.com for audiobooks, for people who have titles that they want to have produced and people who want to produce them. And they were looking for a production coordinator, and the job description played directly to my strengths.
So you would sort of be the matchmaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be facilitating these relationships and overseeing the production. In the course of applying for the job, I explored their website, filled out a profile, and decided I should go ahead and upload some auditions just so I could familiarize myself with the process and the experience of using the website. And much to my surprise, 2 days later, someone said, "We'd like you to produce our audiobook." So,
what was it?
The title was The Miraculous Plot of Leiter and Lot, which tells you something about the prose in this book. There are many rhymed couplets in this book, an idiosyncrasy of this particular author. Really interesting writer.
Who is it?
Jonathan Lowe. It's a very metaphysical book. It's a bit of a caper story, but mostly it's about one man's journey to self-awareness and another woman's journey to a healthy relationship.
Now, wait, let me stop you right there. Do you know why they wanted you to produce what they liked?
One thing that I know that they liked was that I obviously knew what I was doing technically.
Yeah.
My audition had been engineered by someone who knew how to engineer a voice recording. And I also, it turns out, I apparently have some ability to act vocally. So the auditions were being screened by another engineer, Jeffrey Kafer, and he told me that listening to my audition for 15 seconds, he called up the rights holder and said, "Hire this guy." ACX has brought a lot of newcomers into audiobook production, and there's a small percentage of those newcomers who have technical expertise, and there's a very large percentage who don't have technical expertise and who have to learn it. So that was my big advantage when I first started out, was I already had the technical side pretty much in the bag. So anyone who was hiring me didn't have to worry that the quality of the recordings coming in wouldn't pass QA.
Wouldn't be good. What'd you use for studio?
I used my own space. I borrowed a microphone from a former colleague, and I basically just set up a frame that had a music stand on one side and my computer monitors on the other, and threw
a
sleeping bag over
yeah.
it. And that was my recording booth. That's how I recorded my first title. After having done that one and another one pretty much the same way, I invested in some acoustic treatment for the room I'm in. And that room, I'm actually really lucky. My house is, Harrisonburg is very hilly. My house is built into the side of a hill, and the room in the basement where I'm set up is surrounded on three sides by dirt. So I'm very nicely isolated from sounds outside the house. My neighbor across the street can be using his leaf blower, and you won't hear it.
You don't hear it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm much more vulnerable, though, to sounds inside the house. We're lucky to live in a place that has a very temperate climate. So there are only certain days when we absolutely have to have the AC on or the heat on. And the rest of the time, she can just wear layers or keep the windows open and the fans on upstairs, and we're good.
Okay. You sort of had this fluke career.
Yeah.
And you're still doing it. So what did you like about it? I mean, you're sitting in a room by yourself reading a book?
Yeah, pretty much. I love stories. I've always enjoyed reading out loud. Now, of course, everyone who hears about audiobooks says that. I love reading to my kids, and okay, great. That's one box we can check off. I like working alone. I like having that autonomy. I like that it's just me. Now, I definitely miss the social aspect of working in an office with a lot of people and you know, being able to just walk over to somebody's cubicle and have a conversation with them. I try to make up for that by being really active on Facebook, but it's not the same thing. But as much as I miss the social aspect, I much, much more enjoy the autonomy, that it's just me in there, and it's all my decisions on how this is going to go, and it's my interpretation of the story, and I'm ultimately responsible for everything that comes out of my studio with my name on it.
Okay, then. So how do Paul Heitsch's audiobook producing gigs actually work?
With ACX, once you have been offered the title, then the first milestone is to submit 15 minutes of the book. And that's the author's opportunity to give you feedback and direction and say, okay, I want the protagonist to sound like this. I had one book where the protagonist was supposed to sound like Dirty Harry. That was the direction I was given. So,
what does Dirty Harry sound like?
He sounds like this.
I knew you'd be able to do it, okay?
Well, so I felt lucky.
I got one very high-profile title early this year. ACX, periodically, they do a casting call where they say, okay, we've got two titles, one for a male and one for a female, and we're having a national casting call. Please, you know, submit auditions, and we'll publicize it. So I won that casting call. I was picked from maybe 400 submissions to narrate The Game Player by Rafael Iglesias. And they blog about you, and there is some buzz that's created. And, of course, a lot of the other publishers in the industry are aware that this individual got picked.
You started out as a piano player. How do you feel looking back on your personal long and winding road about where you've ended up?
I don't think I've ended up. I'm a work in progress. My career is a work in progress. I'm still playing piano. I'm still doing a lot of the things that I've done all along. I just have more interests, and I'm doing more different things now than I've done before. And who knows what I'm going to be doing a year from now or 5 years from now.
Pictures and links are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.